It's summertime, people. It's officially summer. You know what that means? We gotta get suntan lotion, we gotta wear shorts, we gotta have t-shirts, we gotta have sandals, flip-flops, hats, sun hats. You need volleyballs, you need the beach ball, you need a blanket, not a blanket, you need a towel. You can have a blanket if you want. Get out there, hit the old sun, lay in the sun, sunbathe, sun soak, suntan, sunburn, sunstroke, people. Have you ever had sunstroke? Have you ever experienced that? I haven't. The most I ever had, I got really severely sunburnt once, and just remember getting sick, like physically ill. It's amazing the power that the sun has, what it can do to you, what it can do to your body, what it can do to your mind, what it can do to, well, everything, really. It's a powerful force, people. Don't let it fool you, all right? So, it's summer. What are you guys doing? Anyone traveling? A lot of people go on vacations. I know people, at least where I'm from, Minnesota, they like to go up to the cabin. They go up north. It's all about going up north. Everyone goes up north. No one ever I know has a cabin south. No one ever goes south. It's always north. I can understand because most of the lakes are up their way, but who goes south? Does anyone go south? If you go south, let me know, please. Because I need to know. I'm doing a serious study on people going south, I think. But what do I know? So what about you? What's your summer plans? Vacation? Is your cabin? Is your fishing? Are you going traveling? Are you just laying low, right? We got people that do the old... Nowadays, with the economy, things are going. People like to do those staycations. You know, the staycations? Just stay at home, lay low. Don't go to work. Shut off your phone. Right? Just lay low. Turn on the old AC. Get that pumping, huh? Find a place to chill out. Grab a cold beer. Crack it open. Kickbacks, baby. That's what we call them. That's what I call beer. Get a couple kickbacks and take it down. So, me this summer, I'm still in South Korea, people. It's going to be hot as hell here. And I'm going to sweat until I die. So I need to be well hydrated. And yes, some people are going out traveling, going out having fun. Not me. I'll be here teaching the little kiddies English. Little English. So in a stuffy hot classroom sounds like fun. Fun. Because here in Korea, they don't like to use the air conditioning. No, no. You will teach and you will sweat. And you'll love it. That's their attitude here. They love pain. They love discomfort. That's what they love. Anyway, people. Summertime. Summertime.
It's the sound. Innocence dragging. It's the sound. Like friends.
shimmering inside. Drifting music, all our lives perhaps, be the soundtrack.
Summertime special, celebrating summer today, because, well, why not? Somebody's got to do it. If it's not going to be you, it's going to be me. If you're curious what you just heard, that was called Summer in Our Veins by Bill Maloney. So check him out, give him a nod, give him a wink, give him some love. Well, that's it. It's summertime. So I figured, since it's going to be the summertime special, and normally when you think of summer, what comes to mind is the sun, the heat, sweat, and all that. So I wanted to share with you a little something I wrote once. I used to live in Austin, Texas, many years ago, and Austin gets very hot, at least for me. I'm normally a cool climate kind of guy, but I did a spell down in Austin there, and I remember the summer just being crazy, and it propelled me to want to write about the sun. So this is kind of more of a prose about the sun. It's called The Hot Sun. So it's hot out. It's very hot out, sweltering in this heat. How does one make it through the day? The day becomes long under its intense ray, and it's amazing how its energy takes out yours. The sun has been known to kill people. The sun can burn your skin severely and make you go so blind. It can shut down entire towns. Yet, we still plead for its patience and mercy on us. We want its nutrients. We need the growth. When the sun starts at one end of the sky and leisurely browses its way to the other end, what's still alive from the day previous makes its way out. The animals to their watering holes. The insects to a flower with its petals stretched in praise for its warmth. The men to a field to work its hard terrain in hopes for a flourishing crop. The women out to hang laundry and cotton rope to let dry in its temperature. The children out on a ball field with sweat running down their very faces, with taste of salt on their lips from overrun games of kickball and freeze tag. That's as cool as they will get. For it is those moments in the sun when the sun reminds us it too is peaceful. It wishes no harm on us. Its only to the fools who neglect its wrath. Then more often than not, when we least expect it, the sun begins to gently fall beneath the horizon. And those small luminous stars make their approach one by one, and they shine and blink in the night as if it's the latest fashion. And if you happen to be there amongst the loose, dark sky, and you're alone, may it be in a field or the yard of your home or the edge of some cliff, you turn and pause, because there you find your love with the glow of the moon pouring on her face. It strikes you and you're left with no more breath, and your only instinct is to pull her into your strong arms. Proud of your ownership, she welcomes the authority with a kiss that burns as intense as the sun's ray. You both say, "I love you." When you're both weary from the standing and the earth's spin, your love brings you to bed, and you'll be there the next day when birds from outside your home pipe melodies of the sun's coming. You're both awake now, refreshed and content that you had both survived from yesterday's scolding from the sun.
The veil.
right, welcome back. This is Gordon, and we're still on the summer theme today. Today is all about summer, and what you heard there was a song called Summertime by The Fire Theft. Check them out. Lovely as well. Well, pretty much anything I play is going to be lovely, because, well, it's the music I like, I guess. All right? I'm not going to play what you like. I know it's very mean of me to say that, but it's true. Maybe one day, if anyone wants to email me, they can. You can email me at thegordonpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or you just want to tell me something nasty, go right ahead. So, sticking with the summer theme, progressing forward, when I think of summer, I also think of kids outside playing in the park, enjoying their life. And I wrote a poem once called Up at the Top, which is, to me, has a nice summer feel to it. So I'm going to share this poem of mine to you. It's called Up at the Top. There's a park just outside of town with just enough of a hill that the green has been worn into patches of blackish brown by the padding and trotting of the young's naked feet, which is sore from black asphalt blisters and sharp twigs hidden beneath, which of the cool of the mud always brings temporary relief. It's big enough to climb and roll yourself down, and if you're fast enough, you can get to the top and put on your crown, then claim yourself king and yell down below, "I am king, I am king," which always has a nice ring. Then everyone will gather together way up at the top. It's time for the secret meeting and be home by 8 o'clock. The sun on its way down and takes the heat out. It's time to go! Time to go! Someone screams out. We had fun today traversing all over that mound and back again. Yes, back again. We'll be there to enjoy that sacred ground.
Do wonders for the cheese.
A treasure hunt. How grand. Let's go through this store, you and I. There's a world to explore here, don't you see? Have you ever seen this before? It's a smooth, polished stone with a cool marble charcoal. What about this? A finely knitted pillowcase with golden embroidery encircling. Oh, and this dress. Yes, this dress. I can't wait for summer to come and rapture me. Summer is when a girl can really be a girl, so she can wear flower dresses and skip against the wind, letting the folds of the dress flow in the hush of its warm toss. That's a poem called Simple Treasures, written by yours truly. Again, I share this one because it's today's theme is, if you haven't been paying attention at all, it is summertime, people. So today's about summer and enjoying it for what it is. Being out in the sun, enjoying the heat, eating watermelon, I suppose. Everyone loves watermelon. Only in the summer do we eat that, it seems like. Like, I'm not in the winter. That's what I want to know. I saw that sun lay down its charm over the city. Nor was the city any wiser to its silent grace. Where, for without, will surely die. I saw the oak carry on its robust leaves the weight of its shine. From time to time, the men of the steel would glance to squint, not knowing the light was shining on their sweated brows. And I swear, if you captured a few moments of the sun's revelation, one would believe we are here for one more day. There is victory in that moment, for we have been graced. Oh, how we've been graced. That's another poem written by me. Normally I'm not this narcissistic. Everything's about me, 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 me. But I figured this is one good way of letting you guys hear some poetry that I've written. Since I don't have a book, might as well tell it to you. Not to say that I am a poet, nor would I ever be claimed to be a poet laureate. Imagine that. Imagine being the poet laureate. That would be quite the daunting task. I'm not claiming to be anything special. I'm just a man who's written some poems throughout his life, and I wanted to share. It's that simple. Whether you consider good poetry, fine. If you consider it bad, it's probably the case. Great. But I'm trying to share my heart with you here, people. Okay. It's that simple. Anyway, summer now. I'm Gordon. And go in peace. Enjoy the sun. I'll talk to you next week. Again, if you want to get in touch with me, people, you can write to me at thegordonpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/thegordonpodcast. So check it out. Like me, love me, hate me. I don't care. But I love you. Have a good day. Have a good summer. And write to me.